The end of November doesn't just mean holiday shopping and leftover turkey. If you have a job with benefits, it also means the end of open enrollment. Got to make choices about health insurance or flexible spending accounts or saving for retirement. And if you have the nagging feeling you're not doing enough, Marketplace's Dan Weissman has some news for you. You're probably right.
We're living longer, so our nest egg needs to last a longer time. Social Security and Medicare are both headed for shortfalls in the next 20 years, so it would be smart to think about benefit cuts as a risk factor. And the title of Andrew Estruth's new book tells you how we're doing with this challenge. He wrote it with his colleagues at the Boston College Center for Retirement Research. It's called Falling Short: The Coming Retirement Crisis and What to Do About It.
Roughly half of current workers are not participating in any kind of employer retirement plan at their current job.
The average household that's approaching retirement, ages 55 to 64, has just $111,000 socked away in retirement accounts. He looks up what that would buy you if you bought an annuity that's guaranteed monthly income.
You would get approximately
$500 a month.
If you take that $500 a month and combine it with your Social Security benefit, that's all most people have.
And the lower your income, the lower your total savings tend to be, if any. The center estimates that more than half of us will fall significantly short of what we'd need to have a standard of living in retirement that's like what we have now. Andrew Biggs does the math differently. He's with the American Enterprise Institute. He concludes that just a quarter of people will fall short. For instance, he says young adults may have different but not necessarily unwise financial priorities, like paying for school. And if keeping your standard of living is the yardstick, then he says people who are poor today have a different problem.
Your problem is not that you're not saving enough for retirement. Your problem is you're poor.
In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.